counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
All right, we're all set to do it. Another week, another countdown for you. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Amon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio wearing a Peach City Radio t-shirt.
Oh, I am.
You are. I'm wearing a UMB shirt because that's my work uniform.
I thought you were going to make fun of my clothes for a second.
No, it's cool. I like
that
raise
it was peach colored.
The radio. It's not. It's gray.
It should be peach colored.
You are peach colored though. No, so thanks. You are.
It is a really cool. It is really cool, actually.
Yeah, I like the
Raise the Radio campaign is really cool. They're almost at their goal.
I'm going to take a picture of you right now.
That's not. You don't have my permission to do this.
Well, I'm just doing the t-shirt so that. And I'm going to post that to our Facebook page.
Ugh.
Anyway, it is the Earshot 20. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you do not know what that is, Brian's going to let you know.
Yeah, go check out Earshot. It's the National Campus and Community Radio part. You can find the entire national top 50 every single week on their fine website, earshot-online.com. And that's where we bring our charts from as well, playing you selections from the top 20 most played albums across Canadian campus community radio every single week. The top 50 comes from a combination of over 30 top 30 lists from campus community radio stations across this country.
That almost threw you off there, didn't it?
No.
30 top 30? No?
No.
Okay, well
I
then
got
you're
it.
Good. That would have threw me right off.
You're messing me up now, though. You can also find monthly and yearly countdowns on there, as well as features, reviews, and so much more. You can go there right now and find some countdowns of the best jazz albums of 2015, an interview with the Pugs and Crows with Meredith Bates, and also a feature from this very radio program where I listed some of my highlights of 2015, including some of my favorite Canadian records. It's literally at the top of this right now. It's on the homepage.
Why we didn't collaborate on that though, so I don't know if you should.
It only has my name.
That's unfortunate because you know everything you say I agree with when it comes to music.
I could have signed your name to it.
True. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to contact us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you. We will be doing that again in the coming weeks. We've had some features, taking a break from it this week, but next week we will definitely have some more. We do have a great show lined up for you though. We have the top 20, the lowdown. Steven's back with us this week, and we're talking to our number one. I'm not going to give that away. I'm just going to say we're chatting with them or one of the band members. Oh no, I just gave something away. Anyway,
spoiler.
So you'll get to hear that coming up.
Narrowed
in the second
it down
hour.
Now to over 1 million bands.
We're going to get into the charts here in a couple of minutes, but as we do every week, we started off by chatting a little bit about some of the things that have moved around, some of the movement on the charts. I don't know if there's been a whole great deal of movement outside of the fact that we do have a new number one.
There's been a decent amount of movement this week. We have 5 debuts below the top 20 that we'll tell you about a little bit later in the show. We do have 4 records on our top 20 that you haven't heard from on the show before, so lots of great new music to bring you this week, as we do every single week. And we also have a return, which is an artist that we're big fans of that we interviewed not all that long ago. And at least for this week, we say goodbye to a few releases. Rooms dropping from 24 to 14. We Are the City from 25 to 19. Hines from 11 to 26. Tortoise from number 16 to number 35. And Young Rival from 18 to number 28. But yeah, lots of great new stuff coming your way for sure.
All right. Well, we'll get into it. Let's start the countdown with number 20.
All right. We might as well start with a new album to the show, debuting last week at number 40. It is a New Brunswick artist, Matt Anderson from Rosse, New Brunswick, just down the road from this very program. His newest record comes out on True North Records. It's called Honest Man. You're going to hear the title track from that release. Back into our show at number 19 from 22. It is Young Galaxy from the record False Work. You're going to hear Little Wave. And again this week at number 18 down for 9 is Daughter from Not to Disappear. You're going to hear How.
Here's Matt Anderson, Honest Man. You're number 20 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
It's so hard getting by these days as an honest man. I'm just trying to do my part, just wanna lend a hand. When I need it, I can't get no help. Everybody just serving themselves. Nobody got time for an honest man. All the movers and the shakers and the powers that be, they turn their backs on each other. They turn their backs on me. Now I just want to know where I stand. Am I a mountain or a grain of sand? Has anybody got time for an honest man? What do I have to your attention? I have so much to say. Why don't you just listen?
Falling away. Let's go on. Number 18.
That was How by Daughter, closing out our first set of tunes here on the Earshot 20. That was at number 18, down from number 9. Their newest release is called Not to Disappear. Young Galaxy are back into the show this week at number 19, up from 22. Their newest album in 2015 was called False Work, late in the year, and we heard a track from that one called Little Wave. And a brand new album from Matt Anderson is called Honest Man. It's at number 20 after a debut of 40 last week, and we heard the title track from that album, again, Honest Man.
Well, we've got music news for you in this hour of the program, of course, as we do every week. You're listening to the Earshot 20, and now listening to me and the senior editor of Exclaim Magazine, Stephen Karlick, blab on about the great things that are happening in the world of music. Stephen, as always, thanks very much for joining us on the program.
Thank you.
And we'll kick things off with news about the Grammys. There were some decent wins at the Grammys this past week.
Yeah, some. if you watch the Grammys, I'm sorry. It was a mostly tolerable affair. It was, I mean, it's always fun. I always watch it because I find it fun to sort of tweet about the idiocy of a lot of it and the occasional brilliance of some of it. This year, that was provided by Kendrick Lamar, who turned in a really, he just burnt the place to the ground. It was really incredible. He played a three-song medley from his latest album, To Pimp a Butterfly. This all, of course, went down on February 15th at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Kendrick actually led the pack of nominated artists, earning 11 nominations for his album To Pimp a Butterfly. The Weeknd and chart-topping pop princess Taylor Swift each had 7, while Alabama Shakes got nods in 6 categories, and Drake got 5. During the ceremonies, highlights included Taylor Swift winning Album of the Year and Best Pop Vocal Album for 1989. She won Best Music Video for the Kendrick Lamar featuring Bad Blood. The Weeknd grabbed Best Urban Contemporary Album for his Beauty Behind the Madness and Best R&B Performance for the song Earned It. Kendrick Lamar won Best Rap Album for To Pimp a Butterfly, Best Rap Performance and Best Rap Song for All Right, and Best Rap and Sung Collaboration for These Walls. He was also unfortunately beaten out for Album of the Year by, of course, Taylor Swift. Alabama Shakes took home Best Alternative Music Album and Best Engineered Album Non-Classical for their album Sound and Color. They also got Best Rock Song and Best Rock Performance for Don't Wanna Fight. And of course, if you watched the broadcast, their performance was, of course, on point. They always are. They really are a pretty incredible band. One of the best tweets I read during the show was, Alabama Shakes are how Black Keys think they sound, which is pretty good. Other notable winners, including Skrillex and Diplo with Justin Bieber, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars won Record of the Year and Best Pop Performance for Uptown Funk, Jason Isbell took home a prize, Muse, D'Angelo and the Vanguard, and plenty of others. You can see the whole list of everyone who won at exclaim.ca.
And as much as people are talking about the awards, there was also the awards that were handed out. There's also talk about some of the performances. What did you think of Lady Gaga's tribute to Bowie?
I am a Lady Gaga fan. I am a much, much, much bigger David Bowie fan. I thought it was fun. She's obviously a fan, and it obviously came from a good place. I thought some of the songs, I mean, like Fame and Fashion, both sounded amazing. They're sort of almost proto-Gaga songs anyway, but she kind of butchered Heroes. I also thought it was weird that she didn't do Life on Mars, which is also another song that I thought would have done her well, but you know, it was fine. It was enjoyable. I don't know if it's anything to write home about necessarily.
Well, it was a decent show. I think there were some issues that they ran into, technical and otherwise. But overall, now the Grammys are done. Time to move on to the Canadian counterpart, the Junos, coming up. But we'll save that for another day. We'll chat about, we're going to flip the page. This is some sobering news. J-Rock had a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, on the same night that his Top Dog Entertainment compadre Kendrick Lamar was at the Grammys, it was announced that J-Rock was involved in a fairly serious motorcycle accident. While the details are still coming in, he's apparently suffered multiple broken bones. Word of the accident arrived through Top Dog Entertainment CEO Anthony Tiffith's Twitter account, where it was revealed that J-Rock had been involved in a, quote, bad accident on his motorcycle. Tiffith added that while the rapper is neither in a coma nor, quote, near death, the severity of the accident still left him with broken bones, and more info has yet to be delivered by Tiffith, but our best wishes are with him. J-Rock is, of course, a member of Black Hippie alongside Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, and Absol, and he issued his solo LP 959 in 2015. It was a really great album. If you are a fan of Kendrick Lamar and Schoolboy Q, you should check it out. But anyway, best wishes for him, and hoping he's all right.
For sure. Echo that over here. And we will round it out. We'll flip over to another news story. Round it out with the news about MuTek.
Yeah, ending the hour on a positive note. Montreal's MuTek Festival is, of course, their annual electronic music performance festival. It's really quite an interesting festival, and it always has, you know, unique performances and high concept kind of stuff. It'll return to Montreal this June, running from June 1st to 5th at Quartier des Spectacles and the Musée d'Art Contemporain, Museum of Contemporary Art. And organizers have just unveiled the first round of performers, which features Francesco Tristano, Tim Hecker, Function, Powell, Jlin, and Colleen, who all lead the bill. The rest of the roster includes a number of well-known electronic artists, including Adam TM, Julia Kent, Frank Vigru, and Kurt Dessler, and many, many more. Amongst them is Canadian artist Project Pablo, who, of course, records for Vancouver label 1080p. A limited number of full festival passports and weekend passes are currently available, but there will be more ticketing options available. See that at exclaim.ca.
Awesome stuff. All right. We will get back to the charts, and Stephen will get you to stick around for the second hour of the program with more music news. Right now, we are going to continue the countdown. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Cage the Elephant first, their latest album, Tell Me I'm Pretty, landing at number 17, down for number 12. You'll hear Cold, Cold, Cold. Following that is If You Ask Me How I'm Keeping by Casey and Clayton. Back into the show at number 16 at from 35 is the record Strange Country.
Problems in my chest. listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was If You Ask Me How I'm Keeping by Casey and Clayton. Thought that their record might be gone from the charts altogether, but it has climbed again.
They did an interview.
No, that's not what happened. That was several weeks ago. At number 16, up from number 35, was their newest Strange Country. And before that, we heard Cage the Elephant, Tell Me I'm Pretty is their newest album. It's at number 17. Last week, number 12, you heard Cold, Cold, Cold.
Awesome. All right, we've got some more tracks to get to coming up in this hour of the program. And before we get to that, though, Brian and I always talk about, well, not always, but we have been talking about in the last few weeks of things that we're going to do for our 200th show, because it's coming up quite soon. And by quite soon, I mean like probably still another...
It's about 4 months away. The last time I checked, it was going to be the middle of June, and then we skipped a week, so...
Right. So it would have been right around the conference time.
Yeah, but now, or the week after that, maybe.
Now it's going to be probably July or August. So it'll be a fall show. But anyway, I'm going to tease. I'm actually going to try and put something together, a nice prize package. I think we'll reach out to some of our friends at the promotional agencies that work with all of the bands that we play, and put together a prize package for our show. Because why not give away things?
Will you shave your beard?
No.
Please.
Please. But you don't like it?
It's getting a little too close to the microphone.
Well, maybe I will for our 200th
show. Don't send
show.
Any away to fans. No one wants that.
I'm going to post a picture of that too to our Facebook page.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to delete our Facebook page.
No, you can't. And I will. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll shave the beard on our 200th show. Anyway, so it's coming up, but I want to do something big. So I'm still considering it, but I like to bring it up every once in a while.
To feel like you have to.
Just so that people know and they can be prepared,
and they can hold you accountable
if it doesn't happen. Yeah. But it's going to happen.
When it doesn't happen,
it's going to happen.
I hope so.
Okay. then that's settled. Let's move on to some more music.
All right, we're gonna hear from the Minotaurs. They sit still at number 15. Their latest record is called Weird Waves, and we're gonna hear the title track from that one. And Dive are back at number 14, up from 41, is the new album debuting, and they put out a very difficult to say album title. Is our I think that I specifically read that they like cut out a bunch of words from a sentence to make it very difficult to say. Or, well, I don't know if that was necessarily their intention, but they wanted to have a bit of a weird title. And we're gonna hear the lead single from that album called Dopamine.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Was Dive with Dopamine Is The Is Ours, their latest album. It debuted number 41 last week, and it's now at number 14. And sitting still at 15 is Minotaurs with a new one called Weird Waves. We also heard the title track of that record.
There you go. We've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and the first 10 of the top 20 will be in the back pocket. Or in the front pocket, wherever you want to put it, but it'll be there somewhere. And just to let you know, if you missed any part of the program, you want to go back and check it out, you can. Radio4all.net, you can download the show or podcast through iTunes. Brian, do us the honors. Let us know what's coming in at number 13.
All right, it is another new one to the show. It is a record by Lamatos called Chronicle of the Wasteland. It's at number 13. It debuted last week at number 39. And you're going to hear a track featuring Pause called No Tomorrow.
You
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Time. What? Fly!
Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Over It by Junior Boys last week at number 17. This week at number 11, Big Black Coat is their newest album. A Night Before That, dropping from 6 to 12 with the album Each Other on Outside Music. And you heard a track called What Light Never Goes Dim. And we kicked off that set, our final set of the first hour, Lomatos, with a track called No Tomorrow featuring Pause from the record Chronicle of the Wasteland.
All right, there you go. It is the Earshot 20, and that is the first 10 complete of the top 50 in the Earshot 20. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick, where the show airs first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You can also hear the show online at radioforall.net and podcast the show on iTunes. Stick around. The next hour is on the way after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.